Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. We saw record highs today, but the market couldn't quite hold on to those gains. What a fascinating session.
It really was a tale of two tapes. We ripped higher at the open, setting all-time highs in the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ, but then we saw a steady fade throughout the day. It tells you there's some hesitation up here.
And that initial surge was almost entirely thanks to one name, Oracle. What on earth happened there?
This wasn't just a beat. This was a tectonic shift in how the market perceives Oracle's role in AI. The quarterly numbers were just okay, almost a non-event. The real story was their remaining performance obligations, or RPO.
Break that down for us. What is RPO and why did it matter so much?
Think of it as the company's future order book. It's revenue that's already been contracted, but not yet recognized. Oracle's RPO skyrocketed to $455 billion. That's up 359% year over year.
Wow, so they've essentially locked in years of massive growth from major AI players.
Exactly. They're becoming a foundational provider for AI infrastructure. This isn't your grandfather's Oracle anymore. The market had to completely reprice the stock, sending it up nearly 36%. An absolutely incredible move for a company that size.
And that had a ripple effect, right? We saw other semiconductor names like Nvidia and Broadcom catch a serious bid.
For sure. It lifted the whole semiconductor space. But what's really interesting is the divergence we saw within big tech. While Oracle, Nvidia, and Broadcom were flying, we saw notable weakness in Amazon, Apple, and Meta.
So is this a rotation? Is money flowing out of the old Magnificent Seven guard and into these new AI infrastructure winners?
It certainly looks like a reallocation of capital. The market is getting more discerning. It's not just buying AI as a basket anymore. It's chasing the companies with the tangible, locked-in contracts. That left sectors like consumer discretionary and communication services lagging today.
Got it. Now, beyond the Oracle story, we also got some economic data that helped fuel that morning rally. Let's talk about the PPI report.
Right, the Producer Price Index. It came in deflationary, down 0.1% when the market was expecting an increase. That's a big deal. It eases inflation fears and keeps the Federal Reserve on track for potential rate cuts later this year.
So the market is still pricing in about 75 basis points of cuts before year's end?
That's the consensus. And this report solidified it. But the real test, the main event, is tomorrow morning's CPI report. That's the consumer inflation data, and it will be the market's next major catalyst.
Okay, let's get tactical. Looking at the charts, despite the fade, the close wasn't all that bad, was it?
Not at all. The intraday charts for the SPY and QQQ show a significant spike in buying volume into the close. Buyers stepped in to defend the lows. It leaves us cautiously optimistic heading into tomorrow.
What are the key levels you're watching?
For the SPY, resistance is the old high around 654 and then 656. Support is down at the 650 level. For the tech-heavy QQQ, which showed more strength, we need to watch resistance at 581.50, then 583.
All right, let's turn to the watch list. For traders looking for names that are already working, what continuation plays are on your radar?
I'm looking at names in the tech space that are showing pure momentum. A great example is Light. It's showing a strong bullish trend with increasing volume and just broke over key resistance. The setup is there for a test of 165.80. with a potential target of 166.50.
And what about on the other side? Any setups that are just starting to brew what you call anticipation plays?
Definitely. I'm looking at the healthcare space, specifically United Health, ticker UNH. It's not a flashy AI name, but we're seeing this quiet, steady volume accumulation. The stock is coiling. A clean move through the 348.50 level could get this thing moving towards 350 and maybe even 352.
That's a great contrast. Let's do some quick hits. Any major analyst upgrades or downgrades that caught your eye?
A couple stood out. Nike got a nice upgrade to buy at TD Cowen, which could give it a lift. But the one to watch for downside is Synopsys, ticker SNPS. It was hit with multiple downgrades today. That name could see some serious follow-through selling pressure tomorrow.
Good to know. So, wrapping it all up, what is the single most important thing for traders to focus on for tomorrow's session?
It's all about 8:30 a.m. Eastern for that CPI report. Does it confirm the soft inflation data we saw today, or does it throw a wrench in the market's rate cut narrative? The market's reaction to that number will set the tone. The Oracle story proves the AI theme is powerful and evolving, but tomorrow, The macro data is in the driver's seat.
An evolving AI narrative versus a critical inflation print. Sounds like we're in for another active day. That's all the time we have. Thanks for tuning in to Next Day Prep. We'll see you tomorrow.